Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Friday Inspire with your host, Miss On Friday Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time out to join us tonight on Friday Inspire. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us. And for that, we are so grateful. We don't take you for granted. Guys, tonight's topic is your gift will make room for you. And we're so excited about tonight's guest, Miss Tabitha Brown. But before we bring her on, before we bring her on and ask her all these great, great questions about her pursuing everything that God has gifted her with, we're going to thank our sponsors for sewing into this this wonderful, wonderful show. We want to thank each and every sponsor. Our first sponsor is Miss Valerie Lee. She is the author and creator of Jesus on the Mainline Prayer CD. And I'm telling you, it was birthed out of a 15 minutes with him, Women's Prayer Line. And so you can get that CD now. It's available on Spotify, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, Google Play. I'm telling you guys, Miss Valerie Lee is an anointed woman of God. And you want to go get that CD, Jesus on the Mainline by Valerie Lee. We have Ava Graphics. It's your one-stop shop to your graphic, photography, and design needs. So anything that you need to be done, from business cards, logos, banners, flyers, letterheads, photography, invitations, they can take care of you. And that is spelled A-P-H-O-G-R-A, F as in Frank, the letter X. And all of our sponsors actually have the Facebook presence with their businesses. We have Unique Expression by Design. They are your one-stop shop to all of your custom ideas. So if you need anything customized from business to personal needs, Angelique Washington will take care of that for you. And she has a special coming up this month for Mother's Day. So if you want a customized, a beautiful mug, she has mugs too, but if you want a customized journal, that's the special they're running this month. So you can check out Unique Expression by Design, or you can go to the website at uniqueexpressionbydesign.com if there's some other things that you need to have personalized for your business or personal needs. Three Hearts, One Beat, Inc. promotes healthy heart through coaching, training, and healing. Their motto is to educate, train, care, and then share. They book your CPR classes, seminars at www.3heart1b.com. And we have, finally, Raj Hair and Beauty Bar. They're your one-stop shop to your beauty and hair care needs, for natural hair, braids, relaxers, lock maintenance, sew-ins, quick weaves, makeup, lashes, and so much more. Schedule your appointment today with Roz at 404-599-3712. Thanks to all of our sponsors tonight for On Fire to Inspire. And so we're back to tonight's awesome, awesome show with our amazing guest tonight. Guys, I tell you, everybody knows Tab. So I'm going to introduce her. Normally I'll get people to introduce themselves, but I want to introduce her, this awesome, awesome woman of God, to you guys. I tell you, you know, you have a lot of people who have been sitting on the hands, Tab, and so the Lord has been telling me, he's telling them it's time to stop sitting on the hands and start walking out the gifts that I've given them. And so it's an honor to be able to see someone just walking in all these giftings. So, guys, Tabitha Brown is a believer, a wife, a mother, an actress, a designer, host, and vegan food blogger. She's known for the film and TV world as a guest appearances on Bounce TV's Family Time, Black Jesus, The Ellen DeGeneres Show, Laughing to the Bank, and I'm Still Here, and many, many more. She's known as the social media world for her Facebook live shows and vegan reviews and her infamous viral Whole Foods TTLA sandwich review. She's a brand ambassador for Whole Foods and plant-based living. She is an advocate for leading life with love and thinks if you approve everything and approach everything in love, everything can change. Tabitha also has an inspirational clothing line called Capable. on Etsy. I'm telling you, this woman, if I tell you everything that she touches turns to gold because she has that type of anointing, it's time for you guys to get off your hands and walk in yours. Let's welcome to the show Miss Tabitha Brown. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Tabitha, you with us? Let's see here. Give me a second, Tabitha.
Hello?
Okay, now we can hear you. Hi, welcome to On Fire to Inspire.
You put me on mute.
Yeah,
I'm good, girl. I'm good. Honey, it's all right. You made me sound real good, girl. Real good. I said, oh, okay, what's she talking about? Who's she talking about me? Oh. Well, thank you, girl. Welcome to the show. We're so excited about having you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you. The topic tonight is your gifts will make room for you, and you're just walking in so many of your gifts, so many of your talents, and God is just blessing and opening so many doors. And so, one of the things I love to ask, I love to ask the question of, what does the topic itself mean to you? Your gift will make room for you.
Well, you know, that's 100% my belief in how I live my life.
Yes.
I honestly believe, you know, every person is born with a gift. Maybe one, maybe hundreds. You know, we all have gifts that we are birthed with, and if we tap into it, if we allow that thing to speak to us, it can truly, literally open up a whole new world in your life and break you free from a whole lot of things that you feel like are holding you down and truly, truly, truly make room for you and, you know, increase your territory. But that's literally how, I mean, I believe that with my whole heart. I absolutely believe it with my whole heart.
Amen. You know what? That's an awesome, awesome answer because, you know, so many people are just walking in fear. But you're like, you know what? I have a life to live, and I'm going to live
well,
it
got
well,
time
and that you're doing it real well.
I ain't got time for it. Now, you know, I always say fear is false evidence appearing real, honey. Fear ain't nothing but what we make up in our mind, and we try to convince ourselves that these bad things might happen. But there ain't nothing but lies we telling ourselves to prevent us from moving. But if once we cancel out fear and we start truly just saying, you know what, I'm going to do this. I don't even care. If I fail, so what? They'll say, fail big. But just do. Just do.
Exactly.
And we just got to believe
just
that.
Do.
Yes.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Just do. You know, I tell people all the time, take on, adopt Nike's motto and say, just do it. You know?
Just do it.
And you're doing the doggone thing. And I'm so proud of you, sister. I tell you. So what encouraged and motivated you to become or begin this journey to become a vegan? What made you want to be a vegan?
Well, actually, so last summer, my daughter came home from school, and she came in the house. She was like, Mom, oh, my God. She was so excited. She was like, you and Dad need to see this documentary we started watching at school called What the Hell? And, you know, my daughter's a teenager child. Teenagers don't come home excited telling you nothing no more, right? So when she did that, I said, ooh, let's turn this thing on and watch it. So we watched What the Hell? And it was very interesting. We were like, okay, you know, going into it, I was like, oh, wow, you know, it's eye-opening. But then there was one part where that really, really stuck with me is when they said, you know, for years doctors have been pretty much trained to tell us that diseases are hereditary. But that is not so. You know, it's not that diseases are hereditary. It's that we're eating the same thing, and it's causing our body to do to react the same. And in my family, the common denominator was meat. And my mom died at 51 of ALS, which is a rare disease. They cannot tell you what causes it, and there is no cure. On my dad's side of the family, at 66, he's now the oldest male living in his family. He's one of 12. A lot of his brothers have passed away from heart attacks and strokes with my grandmother, my grandfather. And, you know, I have aunts who've had, you know, open heart surgery, have had heart attacks and strokes as well at young ages. And it was just like a light bulb went off for me. And I was like, I think this is the way for me to go. And so it instantly, you know, with my family, we were like, okay, let's do a 30-day challenge. Like, we'll go vegan for 30 days and see how we like it. And on day 29, my husband said, okay, this has been great, but tomorrow I'm going to eat a piece of chicken. I was like, really? Really? I was like, but you know what? That's okay. But for me, I think this is the way I'm going to go. And, honey, here, it's been 8 months later, child, and I'm still on the journey. And I absolutely love it. It has changed my life. It's the best decision I ever made.
Hey, man, wow. So it was an inspiration from your teenager coming home saying, Mama, watch this.
Right, honey, yes. Out of the mouth of babes, yes, yes. Yes.
Yes. You know, I haven't watched it yet. My teenager told me about it, so you're gonna make me go watch it.
I'm telling you, listen, I always tell people if you don't wanna stop eating meat, don't watch it. But if you really wanna know something, if you really wanna like kinda find out about that industry and what it can be doing to your body, then watch it and look, be awakened. Because honey, it's gonna tell you. It's gonna tell you some things that you're gonna be like, wait a minute. So, and that's what it did for me. And for me, you know, it's truly life or death. That's how I look at it. And then, of course, after learning so much in the last 8 months, you know, I started for my health because I truly believe in people first. Like, we got to put ourselves first. But then I'm finding out, you know, some things about the animals and just the cruelty of it all, which is why so many people are sick now. You know, they're torturing the animals. Mm-hmm. You know, just like if you're tortured, if we're tortured, it causes us to get stressed out and get sick. So if they torture the animals, them animals getting stressed out, they're getting sick, but we're eating their sickness when you eat the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they feel sell it after they've stressed them out, after they've been sick, after those animals have gotten cancer. So you're eating, you know, that stuff. So it's really eye-opening. It really is eye-opening. So, but yeah, girl.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. So what started the videos? Because I think the videos are hilarious. You have so much personality. What started those videos?
So the videos started because, you know, as I'm an actress, and I've been pursuing acting for 20 years, and I started doing stand-up a couple of years ago, and I was really, really loving it. I had a plan, okay? You know how it is when you got a plan, right? You know it's going to work because you've planned the thing out, okay? So I had planned, if I start doing stand-up, I can get a TV show, you know, because my dream is always to have my own sitcom, and I'm like Claire Huxtable meets Roseanne right in the middle. Like, that's the America's Mom I want to be, okay? And so I was like, I can accomplish that by getting a TV show, I mean, by doing stand-up. And so I got hurt. And I hurt my neck. I was no longer able to go out at night and do stand-up. And it was really quite depressing for me because I had this whole, you know, this whole plan. And things started falling apart, and I wasn't able to go out anymore. And I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? And so one night I actually had a dream. And so in my dream I saw myself with short hair, and I was on a TV show. And I woke up and I was like, Lord, how did I have a TV show and I'm not doing stand-up anymore? I was like, oh, and I had short hair. Now, mind you, at this time my hair was long. My hair was always long, very long, and, you know, pressed out straight, because that's what Hollywood, you know, had wanted, right? I was trying to fit into the norm. And so after I had that dream, I woke up and I went into prayer, and I was like, I don't know how, I mean, my dreams have always meant something. So when I saw that in my dream, I was like, Lord, I believe it, you know, I have a show. And so I started writing and just praying and journaling, and I heard a voice that said, listen, start doing videos. And I was like, doing videos? And I heard the voice again say, listen, when you go out and you do stand-up, you were reaching maybe 15, 30 people a night. But if you start doing videos, you reach thousands in minutes. And I was like, oh, Lord, listen, I don't know whose social media you're looking at, but I ain't got thousands of people to reach in minutes. And I heard the voice again, just do the videos. So about a week later, I shaved all my hair off, and I started doing videos, just the same type of videos that I had been doing. You know, same stuff I had been doing on stage, you know, telling stories about my husband, my mom life, and just little funny stories I would tell on stage. And then a couple weeks later is when my daughter came home and said, "Mom, you guys, you know, got to watch the documentary." So after that, after us becoming vegan, or me becoming vegan, then I heard that same voice say, "Now tell people what you're eating." And I was like, "Okay, Lord, listen. A, I'm from North Carolina, okay? I done shaved off all my hair, and now I ain't going to eat no meat. If you want me to get on here and tell these people that, they're going to think I done came to Hollywood and lost my mind." And then the voice said, "Tell people what you're eating." And so I started doing the videos and talking about the food that I was eating and that I was on this new journey. And that was like last September, last August. And it's been on every. Yeah, and now, you know, in the first couple of weeks, it would be like 30 people watching. I was like, "Lord, look at my cousins and stuff. They're so sweet watching and supporting me. Thank you, family." And then, it, you know, a couple hundred people, and I was like, "Oh, okay, this thing is growing." And the next thing you know, it was thousands of people in minutes watching my video.
Yes, ma'am. You have like 100 and something thousand followers on Instagram and like 25,000 on Facebook. So to see that number do that in less than a year, it's like, aren't you glad you are obedient?
Now, honey, obedience is how I live my life. Okay, I did it wrong for a long time. I tell people that all the time. I did it wrong for a long time trying to do it myself. But when I decided that I'm no longer going to try to be in control and I'm honestly and truly going to let God have his way, things just started to change. And I won't ever sacrifice my joy or being obedient for nothing else.
I agree. I love that. No compromise. No compromise.
So
you said you're from North Carolina. What part?
Eden, North Carolina. It's a smaller town outside of Greensboro. Greensboro would be the biggest city.
Okay, because I'm from South Carolina, so I was trying to relate where that was. I'm in Atlanta. I've been in Atlanta for many years now, but I'm from South Carolina, so I was trying to relate to where you were from. Okay, good. Now, so you also have a clothing line. Tell us about that.
I do. I have a waist cape line called Capable that I started a year ago, and it's just I decided to do these waist capes that women can add to their everyday outfits or their evening wear. Just to spice up their look, take their look from, you know, just regular to, ooh, girl, what you got on? I started that after a couple years ago. I was on tour doing a play, and a lady had made me a dress that had a cape attached to it. And I just felt like a queen when I was walking around. And so I asked her, I called her, and I was like, "Have you ever thought about doing just capes that can put on your waist and wear with anything, jeans or other dresses or shorts?" And she was like, "I don't understand what you're saying." I was like, "You know, kind of like this cape, but like you can tie it around your waist and wear it like, you know, with anything." And she was like, I don't get it." I was like, "Okay." So at that moment, I was like, "Well, I guess the Lord didn't intend for her to get it." But it's like literally just sat in my spirit for like 2 years, and I would think about it and think about it. And I originally went to college for fashion design. I always made clothes in high school. And I was like, "Well, you know what? Let me go on ahead and make this pattern." And I just decided to do it last year. And I had no idea it was going to take off and really be as big as it has become. But I did it. And last March, I started selling them. And, you know, everybody, like, loves them. They're, you know, every woman that ever wears one, they always, like, "Oh, my God, I feel like a superhero. I feel inspired when I wear it. I feel capable to do anything," because that's the whole reason I named it Capable. Everything is cape-inspired, but I would love for my women to be capable. And Gugu, who is Mary Mary's sister, she wore one, and it just blew the internet up when she wore hers. And Braylee Evans is one of my great friends who's an actress, because a lot of my my clients are plus-size women. And and it's just it makes any outfit just amazing. So, yeah, girl, that's what I've been doing that for like a little bit over a year.
That is absolutely phenomenal. And when I saw some of the different samples that you had out there that you were wearing and some other people, it made me think of royalty. it just absolutely made me think of royalty. You know, it made the ladies, it upgraded their outfit, but it made me think of royalty. So
yes.
I'm so glad you are obedient in all of these different things that you're, you know, pursuing. Now we're going to talk about you coming to Atlanta in a couple of days. Tell us about
your
case
of camp. I'm so excited.
Oh, you can't think. Okay, so, so you're going to be here on the 3rd through the 5th?
I'll get there on Saturday morning, so the 5th through Monday, because the event is Sunday.
Here on the 5th.
Yeah,
okay,
I'll be there on
the 5th. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm, Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Yes, I can't wait.
Morning.
I can't wait to get down there and find me some vegan soul food I've been hearing people talk about. I want to, you know, hit up me a little vegan cafe somewhere and see what's going on down there in Atlanta. And but I'm super excited about the event that they're honoring mothers. It's a Mother's Day fashion show I'll be hosting. And, you know, me losing my mother, mothers are just so important. You know, you only get one.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that I can do to contribute to honoring them, honey, sign me up, okay?
Right.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Wow. So it is on Sunday, May 6th. And where is it located?
It's at the Le Méridien Hotel in Atlanta.
Okay.
Now, honey, you know I don't know what it is, but it's Le Méridien, and I hope I'm saying it right. Okay, I know the address is like 111. I'm trying to look up the flyer real quick, and I'll just give you, give it to you from the flyer. So we ain't going to make no mistakes about it. Okay, let me see.
And I'm going to pull it up as well, because I want the listeners to make sure they come out and support.
Yeah, because you can buy tickets early, or you can pay at the door. So
okay.
It's at the Le Méridien Hotel. It's at 111 Perimeter Center West at the Le Méridien.
Okay. Yes, that's the perimeter area. Okay. Perimeter Center West. All right, so that's in the perimeter area, and if anybody that lives here is familiar with that. So you're going to be right there by Perimeter Mall. So everybody knows where that is, so it wouldn't be like, oh, that's on that little side street. No, everybody knows what Perimeter Mall is. Le Méridien. Okay, and what's the time?
The time is 5 o'clock. Starts at 5. Doors open at 4.
All right, but open at 4.
Yeah.
We're excited about that. Oh, and happy anniversary, 20 years, girl.
Thank you, girl. We had so much fun, honey. I feel like I'm still trying to recuperate. I was like, we just had so much fun.
Yes, y'all look like y'all had a ball. I was like, oh my goodness, that is what a way to really enjoy your anniversary. Y'all were traveling and coming back in town and still celebrating. So love it, absolutely love it, love it.
We must celebrate all the time. There's always a good reason to celebrate love.
Yes. Tell us about this Whole Foods brand ambassador, and this sandwich just blew you up. I watched you eat that sandwich one day. I was like, I got to get downtown to Whole Foods and get one of those.
Honey, listen, you know, I always tell people the story, but, you know, during the whole time of me starting to do the videos and not doing stand-up and being heard and out of work, and I wasn't really making any money. And so during the holidays, I told my husband, I was like, listen, I'm about to go drive Uber. And he was like, you going to go do what? I said, I'm going to go drive Uber. I got a lot of other actor friends that told me that they drive Uber and they make a little money, honey. So I ain't never been scared of making a little piece of change. So I'm about to go on out here, drive Uber. So I was literally driving Uber for 2 months. And on December 30th, I was on my little Uber break because, you know, you put your cell phone break when you drive Uber, you ain't got to answer to nobody. So I was like, oh, let me go in here to Whole Foods real quick and get me something to eat because I knew, you know, they'd be having little vegan options. So I went to their deli and I saw that they had this vegan, like, BLT on their menu. I was like, oh, I ain't never had that. Let me try that and add a pickle and throw me a little red onion on there. Made it. I got to my car. I had already ate half of it. Okay, and I was like, oh, my God, this is so good. I need to do a video and tell people about it. So I started doing the video. While I was sitting in my car, I did the video. I posted it, and I didn't think nothing else of it. I went on about my day. You know, look, home driving back, Uber. By the time I got home, I think the video had like 25,000 views. I was like, wait a minute, who watched this video? And then the next morning, it was like 50,000 50,000 views, and then it just kept growing. It was like 100,000. It just started going viral, and I had no idea that I had no intention. So I definitely had no idea that that was going to happen. And the next thing I know, you know, Whole Foods reached out on Facebook, and then they reposted it, and it just kept growing. And then now this food, they reposted it, and all these different media outlets and television news channels, everybody was talking about it. And I was like, I've been doing this acting thing for 20 years, and the thing that made me famous was eating a sandwich in my car. Lord have mercy. And so then from there, you know, Whole Foods was just like, we want to work with you. And I became their brand ambassador for their, you know, for Vegan Eats through Whole Foods. And I did their What Makes Me Whole campaign. And now we're about to go into another campaign that I'll be announcing soon. So it is ain't nothing but God and ain't nothing but a blessing. Absolutely.
I tell you, that's because of your obedience. So you went and you tried that sandwich one time and you said, oh, I need to post this. And it just took off from there.
Absolutely, because that's what I was doing. I was doing videos anyway to tell people when I found different vegan foods. So I was like, oh, I got to do this video so people know they can go to Whole Foods and get the sandwich. Now, what I didn't know at the time is, A, I said the name wrong because I said TTLA, which is now the name of it because I changed the name, because it was TLTA. And I didn't know it was only available in California, in Southern California stores. So because of that video, they rolled it out nationwide and so that it could be available everywhere. But it stayed sold out in so many other stores. People still can't always get it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. That is absolutely phenomenal. And I tell you, it's just like, wow. You said, okay, let me catch this on video. So this sandwich, I done finished half up before I got to my car. And
honey,
I do this video, and then you look up the next day, and you're like, what?
Yes.
Yeah, that is a god thing. You hear me? That is a god thing. So what do you have coming up on the horizon? You coming here, and then where are you going next?
I'm coming to Atlanta first, and then I come back to L.A. I have to do an event here. I'm working with the Brandless Company, who is an amazing company where, you know, they're not about brands with food. But for every post that we post, they donate three meals. So they've donated over like 200,000 meals to people in need. And so I'm on the panel speaking there in L.A. when I come back. And then the next week, we're actually going to North Carolina because my stepdaughter is graduating from college from Winston-Salem State. I'm so proud of her. And then, and then I'll come back to L.A., and then I'll be going to Orlando. I'm having a Vegan So Simple. I'm hosting their event. And so, if y'all in Orlando, honey, come on down there. Get them tickets. Come on to the Orlando event. And then it was just announced yesterday that I'm doing the Vegan Festival, the Taste of Soul Vegan, in Chicago in August. So I'm so excited about that. And I know. I can't wait. I'm like, yes, Chicago, I want to go. I was actually supposed to go to school in Chicago, and it didn't work out. They didn't want to give a sister no money. So I haven't been in a long time, so I'm excited to go. But, so I'm on tour. Different cities and states are being added every week, and I'm going to start doing kitchen takeovers. So that's, you know, every city and state that I go to, depending on the event, there'll be a contest, and one lucky winner will win a day for me to come to their house and take over their kitchen, and we go live from their kitchen and cook. So I got
that going on.
Yeah. And then TV show and development. It's so much going on, girl.
Whew, I tell you. So you're doing all of this. You're a wife and a mother of how many?
A mother of two. Yeah, my son is six.
Mother?
My daughter is 16.
Yes, exactly. I tell you, I commend you. You are doing an awesome job, and my hat goes off to you, because one of the things that really has stood out with me with this whole interview, you started out saying, this is what I do. I live my life on this premise, but I don't compromise. You know, and I love it. You know, you live a life of faith, and that's your basis. That's your premise of everything, and I so commend you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. Now, Orlando, what's the date for the Orlando so we can make sure that the Orlando listeners are make sure they get those tickets?
For Orlando, the event is, I think it's June 9th. Don't let me start lying there. Hold on, I got too many dates in my head. Hold on, let me pull it up. It's Vegan So Simple. The date is June 9th. And it's okay. 12. It's actually doors open at 12, but the event starts at 1. It's at the Majestic Event Center at 801 North John Young Parkway in Orlando, Florida. They have VIP tickets for $65 and gold tickets for $50. So it's like an all-day thing. It's going to be so much fun during the day. Tons of food and drinks and just a good time.
Sounds like an awesome, awesome time. Wow. Well, Tab, we've truly, truly enjoyed you. We thank God for you sharing your testimony with us, and your obedience has truly, truly opened doors for you, and I see more and more opening for you. This is just the beginning. You're just beginning to scratch the surface of it. Now, what would you leave with that listener who is saying, you know what, there's something that's been in my heart to do all these years, but I got to step out on faith just like Tab did. What would you say to that listener that's listening right now?
There's no better time than the present. Like, you absolutely, I always tell people, if you think about it more than twice, get it done. And be true to yourself when you do it, and God honors that. He honors it. He honors that the step. That first step, he honors it. So have no fear and just go ahead and step out on it and get it done. And don't wait on nobody else.
I love it. I love it. Well, again, we thank you so much for everything tonight. And tell us how they can make sure they follow you, even though I know they know, but we just want to make sure that they know how to follow
you.
There's so many great things coming up. We want to make sure we support.
Absolutely. You can follow me on Instagram. I am Tabitha Brown, the same as on Twitter. And on Facebook, it's Actress Tabitha Brown.
Okay, great.
And
well, thank you
y'all
again for joining
us. I'm going to get ready now.
All right, well, have a great one, and we will see you on Sunday.
Thank you. Have a good one, love.
You too. Good night.
All right, bye-bye.
Guys, if you missed any of this interview tonight, you definitely want to go back and get the recording with Ms. Tab Brown herself. I tell you, Tab is definitely doing what God is calling her to do. She's using her gifts. She's allowing God to just open up so many doors because she's walking in obedience. And that's the thing that it's time for you to do. It's time to get off your hands. It's time to stop just, you know, giving excuses. It's no more delay and no more procrastination. It is time for you in the walk into the things that God has called you to. So make sure that whatever it is on the inside of you, that, you know, like she just said, if you think about it more than once, it's time to do it. Don't allow fear or anyone else to stop you. It's time to walk it out. So, guys, we're going to tune in same time, same place next week on Fire to Inspire. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss on Fire to Inspire. Again, thank you for each and every sponsor. And, guys, we love you and have a blessed week. I am fire.